Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
I'm always glad when I have someone with me here in the studio. It gets lonely when it's just me, but today I have my missionary friend, Gage Gilbert. And Gage actually is the son of my pastor. And God called Gage and his wife to what country you're working in, Gage?
We are working in the country of Greenland.
Well, that's in the news today. We're going to talk some about that. But before we get there, would you just take a moment and tell us about growing up, you know, when you got saved and a little bit about your family?
Yes, sir. So I had the opportunity to grow up in a Christian home from a young age. My parents were saved when I was around 4 years of age. So from a very early age, I heard the gospel. But it wasn't until I was 15, a revival meeting with evangelist Richard Harper, who came and preached in our church where my dad is pastoring now, and heard the gospel and said, I need to trust Christ personally. It's a personal salvation. And so I did that night, and then felt like shortly thereafter, the Lord was leading in missions and guiding and directing in that way. And so it's just been neat to see how God guides and directs in his timing in your life.
That's great. If you're listening to us today, Gage would say, and I certainly would say, if you haven't trusted Christ, you need to do that as well.
Amen.
He died on the cross for you. Now, Gage, tell us, you got saved and the Lord started working in your life. I know where you went to college, but won't you tell the listeners?
Yeah, so I went to Ambassador Baptist College in Lattimore, North Carolina. And I believe, Dr. Godfrey, you had an opportunity to teach there back a few years ago.
Yeah, I've taught about 12 years of my life over there.
Yes, sir. So it was a great blessing. Thankful for 4 years. Met my wife, Aaliyah, there, and the Lord led us together. And it was just a great place to learn and to grow and to be able to prepare for ministry.
And tell us a little bit about your wife.
Yes. So she is from Oklahoma City area, and grew up there. And then she got saved at a young age and began to serve the Lord and just begin to learn and to grow in that way. And actually, she has family. Her brother is a missionary in Baffin Island, Northern Canada. And so she is able to spend some time there. And the Lord began to work on her heart for missions, surrendering to, if that's what God wanted in her life. When we met, very first thing I said to her was, well, the Lord's called me to Greenland. Are you willing to go? And so God began to work in our hearts and to knit us together and to give us a burden and a calling for the Inuit people and for the country of Greenland.
And that's so important that husband and wife be on the same page with things like that. And we're glad to have Gage with us today, and he'll be here with us this entire week. And we're going to be talking about Greenland and, of course, their lives and how God sent them there. But tell us a little bit about what God did to give you all the permission, if you will, to go to Greenland.
Yeah, so Greenland was really a closed country until, I guess, around 2007, missionary Chris Scholl, they ended up going. The Lord had called them, and they just kind of stepped out by faith, and they went. And God really just did a miracle in opening up the country, giving an opportunity for other missionaries to go. And so it's just neat to see when a missionary steps out by faith, trusts the Lord, sees the Lord work. I actually, maybe we can talk a little bit more about it, but I heard really about the need for Greenland through Camp Bimmy and through the opportunity here at BIMI.
Right.
And the Lord really used that in my life in a great way.
Well, let me mention there that my good friend Steve Stone and his wife Kathy, they were at Camp Bimmy, and his burden was for somebody to go to Greenland.
Yes, sir.
And God used the influence of Steve Stone and his wife and others to direct Gage and Aaliyah to go to Greenland. And it's always an amazing thing as you look back and see how God puts all these things together. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.